Hi, this is Ian.
Hey, I'm Martin.
I'm Lauren. We are Churches, and you're listening to Why Not Radio.
Welcome to episode 2 of Why Not Radio here on KX93.5. My name is Josh T. Landau, and thanks for joining me again. And again, I play something from the new Churches album, Every Open Eye. Had to do a repeat, not the same song, but a repeat of the band, which I am going to tend not to do on this show. But I did happen to see Churches just last week. In fact, on the very night of the first show, I was seeing Churches as you were listening to me, I guess. No, actually, the show was over before then, but whatever. It's East Coast, West Coast time differential. They were fantastic, and that was a song that just really grabbed me. That was Bury It from Churches' Every Open Eye on Why Not Radio. So today on the show, going to have something that I teased last week. And that is a live session with the band Worriers, who stopped by to play acoustic for me. And I will share that with you and my chat with Worriers. So that's coming up later on in the show. I also have some brand new tunes to debut from Block Party, Blondefire, X-Hex, and Electric Six, all on the way. But first, I'm going to play another band that I just saw. I went to New York City the other night to see FFS, Franz Ferdinand and Sparks, and I am so glad that I took the opportunity to have a little adventure, go on a little road trip and see them, because the show was just absolutely delightful, quirky, fantastic, my favorite show of 2015 thus far, and I kind of doubt it's going to be topped. And I think the whole show culminated with this song. It's called Piss Off from FFS here on Why Not Radio at KX93.5.
You get the run around from him, the run around from her, the run around, around, around. You get the put you down from him, the put you down from her, the always, always put you down. You get the shake you down from him, the shake you down from her, the always, always shake you down. Get to the point and point to the open door. Get right to the point and there's the door. Tell everybody to piss off tonight. Or they should piss off and leave you alone in your world tonight. Most will listen and take the hint. Know that this ain't a
Cheerios that never fail to score.
I want to fantasize.
I want to fantasize.
But the essential parts are never there.
I want to socialize.
I want to socialize.
But then I look around and just don't care.
I want to harmonize.
I want to harmonize.
But all the voices sound beyond repair.
Get to the point and point to the open door.
Girl, I'm crying. rushing, it's act like a teenager. Complicated fold, made you a tape. Okay, CD, we're not that old. Ride our bikes to our friends' places. Ignore our friends and act like teenagers. Holding hands, I can't hold it in. My poetry's really bad. I'm just quoting Boys to Men. I need your face where my face is. You know the place. Let's act like teenagers.
This is Shirley from Garbage.
Hello, this is Duke from Garbage.
And this is Butch from Garbage, and you're listening to
Why Not
Radio. Crank it up, dudes.
Me.
That was not exactly new music. In fact, it's old music, 20-year-old music from one of my favorite bands of all time, Garbage. The song was called Trip My Wire, which was originally a B-side to their single Queer, but now released on the deluxe edition, the 20th anniversary edition of their self-titled debut album, which just came out last week. Garbage celebrating 20 years of Queer, the 20th anniversary of that album. They're touring on it right now. Sadly, that tour is not coming anywhere near where I am, but it's near where you are tonight. They're playing, like, right now at the Greek Theater in L.A. Why are you not there? You should be. But instead, you're listening to my show, Why Not Radio, here on KX93.5. I'm okay with that. But, man, if I had the opportunity to see Garbage on their 20 Years of Queer tour, I would be jumping at it. But yeah, that was Trip My Wire, which you can find on the new deluxe edition, which is actually out in several different versions. There's one that's like a super deluxe edition that has over 60 tracks on it, many of them, most of them being remixes of songs that you know and love for the last 20 years. Before Garbage, we heard Desmond and the Tutus, a band out of South Africa, with a song called Teenagers. It's on their album Enjoy Yourself, which is not out here in the States yet, but they did just release that single here last month. And we started that set with FFS. In a little bit, we will get to our session with Warriors, but first, I'm going to play a set of all brand new songs that have just hit the internets in the last couple days. And first up being Blondefire, who you probably remember from their song a few years ago, Where the Kids Are. And they had a great album, Young Heart, early last year. They're going to be following that up with a new EP in the spring of 2016, but giving us a little bit of a preview with a single that's coming out tomorrow. But you can hear it tonight here at Why Not Radio on KX93.5. It's Blondefire with Pleasure.
Parents
Betsy.
I'm Laura.
I'm Mary, and we're X-Hex, and you're listening to
Why Not Radio.
That was new music, a cover from Mary Timoney's band X-Hex, who released a great album called Rips last year, and now they've just put that song out on the web. It's a cover of a 1977 song from The Real Kids called All Kinds of Girls. I guess that kind of makes sense for a band like X-Hex to cover. You're hearing it here on Why Not Radio at KX93.5. I am Josh T. Landau. And before that, you heard new music from Bloc Party, who just announced their new album coming in early 2016. We don't know exactly when, but it is going to be called Hymns. That's H-Y-M-N-S. Their fifth album, first with a new lineup for the band, backing frontman Kelly Okereke. That's the first single that they just debuted earlier this week, called The Love Within. And now joining me on the show from Brooklyn, New York, we have Worriers.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hello.
If everyone wants to go down the line and introduce yourselves and tell us who you are and what you do in Worriers.
I'm Mike. I play drums.
I'm Audrey. I play bass.
I'm Lauren, and I play guitar and I sing.
I'm Lou, and I play guitar.
And I guess half of you are going to be playing today. It's an acoustic arrangement for Worriers. Mm-hmm. Not what you usually do.
No. No, it's cool, though, because, I mean, I'm used to playing the songs by myself sometimes, so
right
in this format, but not necessarily for other people all the time.
Well, today you are for other people, and Lou will be helping you out with some backup vocals. And why don't we, before we chat, let's get right into the first song,
And what is what are you going to play first?
I guess first is They, Them, Theirs. There we go.
The one of the singles from the album?
Yeah. Yeah.
Imaginary Life is the album, by the way, from Warriors. And this is They, Them, Theirs, live here on Why Not Radio. It's Why Not Radio, and that was Warriors' live acoustic version of They, Them, Theirs. The album is Imaginary Life, and it's been out for, what, about a month now?
Yeah, about a month, maybe a little bit more.
And this is the first full length from Warriors?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, congratulations. It's great. I've been loving the album for as long as it's been out. Actually, I think I had it for a few weeks before it was out, so I kept listening to it, and I was like, oh, it's not out yet? Okay. In fact, I saw you guys when you were here in Philly. What was that, in June? Like tail end of June?
Yeah.
Yeah.
End of June, yeah.
Yeah, and you were great there. So and then I got very excited for the album. So let's talk about the band a little bit and just how Warriors formed. I know Lauren and probably all of you have been in other bands at other times, and some of you together in other bands at other times.
Well, yeah, I mean, Mikey and I were both in The Measure, and Warriors kind of started as a side project for me with some other folks that, you know, everyone was kind of doing their own thing, like had other bands going on. And kind of after The Measure broke up, or right around the same time, Warriors started playing more, and I wanted to do more with this band. And we've kind of changed lineups a little bit, both to tour and for recording, and since the EP, basically since the EP came out, I think in 2012, that or 2014, I can't remember.
That's a big difference.
Yeah, that's a big difference. It took a little while to come out after it was recorded, I think. But once Cruel Optimist came out, we started touring more and playing more. So, and it's been a generally similar lineup since.
Yeah, because I keep seeing Warriors referred to as Lauren and a collective of musicians, but it seems like, you know, you have band photos, and it seems like like it's a pretty solidified lineup at this point?
Yeah, definitely. You know, since we recorded Imaginary Life, the lineup has been pretty much the same. The guitarists who recorded on that record don't tour with us, but Lou here plays guitar now.
So. I do. I had a lot of fun trying to learn somebody else's part when those people are really quite good at playing guitar. And so it was an interesting few months of learning somebody's really great guitar parts and trying to...
Does that kind of evolve into they become your own in
a
way?
Yeah, I would say I'm not the most versatile guitarist, so it's been stretching me to play these parts, and I end up playing something that I think does it justice and has helped me be a better guitarist, but it's just what I can do.
Yeah. And Lou, I remember your other band played at the show.
Caves. Yeah.
Caves. Yeah, so check out Caves as well as Warriors. Now, for Imaginary Life, Lauren, this was you had collaborated a lot in the past as a songwriter, but this was your first batch of like soul as the sole songwriter of songs.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the measure, I would write songs, but also like Fid, the other guitarist, would write songs. It started as a band with another friend of ours who also wrote songs with me. So it was never really like a solo songwriting effort. Everybody kind of brought things to the table, but with this, it's much more like I come up with the basics for the song, and then we all collaborate to arrange it and flesh things out and write our own parts and things.
Does that make the writing a whole different experience for you? Does it make it more personal, I guess, when you're not collaborating with someone else on that?
I think when I see a full record of songs that started for me, it's a much more personal experience. But I think that the way we go about arranging and writing things is pretty similar. But I think it just has a different, maybe a different arrangement. I don't know how to put it, but, I don't know. I'm really enjoying this process. However, it's different.
That's what counts is that you're enjoying it. Now, I think from some of the articles that you would read about the band, some of the reviews of the album, you might think that you're like, you know, this super politically charged and every song on the album is going to be about changing the world in some way, shape or form. But it's not necessarily that. There's a lot of more personal, you know, smaller scale things on the album. Would that be an accurate representation?
Definitely. Yeah, I think we change things up for sure. Like I definitely have like love songs on the record and with things that are less overtly political, I guess. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I definitely don't think it's, you know, just all one note in that regard.
Right.
Yeah.
You think that writers just like to latch on to the politically charged stuff?
Yeah. I mean, I think that those things maybe stand out in comparison to maybe other records that sound similar, that if that is the subject matter that people want to write about, it's a lot easier to write about the fact that I'm not a big fan of cops than about like relationships. So I get it. Yeah.
Well, why don't we hear another song from Warriors right now? And what are you going to play next?
I'll play Precarity Rules.
Okay. Yeah. Is this another one from the album?
Or? It's off of the Cruel Optimist EP.
Okay. The title didn't seem familiar. And yeah. I have to go back to the
No
EP.
Worries.
Check it out. Sorry. What'd you say? It's called
Precarity Rules.
Precarity Rules. Warriors live once again here on Why Not Radio.
I didn't take it for the gambling type. I thought precarity was neither of our styles. The ones I lean towards have got passions for days, but when life hits your heart, they're the ones to run away. I wasn't obligated, I wasn't tied. I was my navigator, eyes open wide. Some things you didn't see and some things I didn't know. Except the joy and relief every time you came home. It seems
seems no consequence to you. So please explain how life so easily arises and goes away. You'll get to know me over my grave. I climb the stairs and grit my teeth despite the night spent in the abandoning. Unpack my clothes and hang some lights, burning so many things, building a space that's mine. It seems no consequence to you, so please explain how life so easily rises and goes away. You'll get to know me over my grave.
We're back here on Why Not Radio with Warriors playing live for us, an acoustic set, and that was Precarity Rules from the Cruel Optimist EP, which preceded Imaginary Life, the current album. So if you like Imaginary Life, go back and check out. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go back and check out the previous EP. Imaginary Life is out now. And I wanted to ask you about working with Laura Jane Grace on that, because I've been a big Against Me fan for years. Laura Jane Grace is an amazing person. Mm-hmm. And I remember talking, I interviewed her back when the last album came out, and she was talking about starting to produce bands. Mm-hmm. So you're one of them. Yep. How did that come about?
I just asked her.
That's easy.
We didn't know each other really before. We had crossed paths, but like we weren't close friends or anything,
right, and, but kind of
I was able
same,
to get in touch with
the same
her.
Musical scene.
Yeah, I mean we definitely have mutual friends, and so I was able to get in touch with her and talk to her about the project and about what we wanted to do, and you know, she was nice enough to agree to help us out with it and to work with us, and the timing just so we were able to make it happen, and it is something that she's done before, and. Mm-hmm. And so that's definitely part of how I came to ask her about that.
What would you say Laura Jane brought to the table? You know, how would the record have been different without her involvement?
We had definitely arranged songs and were kind of set on a lot of things going into it, and being able to step back and look at things a little bit more objectively and get comments from her and rearrange a bunch of things and... you know, nothing massively drastic, but I definitely think that, you know, working with her was hugely beneficial to the record. Just being able to focus on it in that much detail for, I think, like over 2 weeks straight, she made it possible for us to do that. And I think that her songwriting skills and her, you know, library of knowledge for all these things that like we are very familiar with, but she has obviously spent more time doing.
Yeah.
That,
does she play anything on there?
No.
Okay. Cause I feel like I was listening and maybe I was listening for it too much because I was like, oh, that could be a Laura Jane Grace, but maybe it was just because I knew and I was trying to find.
No, I think we definitely used some of her pedals and I think her amp on
maybe
her,
that's
James's
it.
Amp. So. Bunch of Against Me little things show up in there, but no, she didn't play on the record.
So Lauren, you are an artist outside of music as well, a visual artist. Mm-hmm. How does your visual art and your musical art, how do they inform each other, I guess?
I think I tend to approach both of those things in a way that I guess I'm making the things that I enjoy, and they're both kind of coming from the same subject matter, but sometimes music makes more sense to express certain things, and sometimes visual art is the way that I can kind of explore the more, I want to say research oriented, but that's not entirely true. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that's like, that ends up being maybe the more, the nerdier side of the things that I make. And it's definitely like a solo effort, in comparison to working with other people on music. I mean, I think that I've been focused so much on music lately that it's hard to see where they overlap that much at the moment. But I think they definitely do, because it definitely comes from the same, like I'm trying to explore the same sorts of things.
Do you do the Warriors album art?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
the majority of,
so like the cover
the
for Imaginary
for,
Life,
for us,
is, that's you.
I make, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how, I guess that's a good way to tie them together. How does
sure.
that album cover relate to the music that's on the album?
Well, that the record cover is from photographs I just had kind of stored away, that I was working with a lot of photo collage at the time, and doing a lot of like inverting and flipping things around. And so the record cover is doing that. Like you can kind of see it.
Mm-hmm.
That,
yeah, it's almost
that
like,
it's
a
like
mirror,
a mirror
image.
And I think that sort of like other dimension to it, like that, what is it, like M.C. Escher, like the Stairway Goes On Forever kind of thing, was something that I felt related to the songs, and in that I was writing about things that weren't, that were kind of like in another, like if my life kept going in another dimension, or just things like that.
Hence Imaginary.
Yeah.
Like, and is film something that you've just recently gotten into? I know you did one of the videos for the,
Most Space. Yeah, I mean, that was that. I feel like I'm really thankful that people were into the idea, and we all got on the train together and made that happen. I don't consider myself to be a filmmaker by any means, but I know enough video editing to have made that. But yeah, I mean, that's something that, you know, is certainly on my list of like, if I had more than 24 hours in a day, what would I explore a little bit more? But
yeah, we all have, I guess, stuff like that. Now, it looks like you guys all had a lot of fun on the subway, on a seemingly empty subway car. How did you even find that?
We rode it all the way to the end, and then when everybody got off, we sort of just like settled in our little half of the subway car, and that was our space.
Yeah.
Our most space.
I can imagine like people getting on and what's going on there. But I guess, you know, I live in Philadelphia. In New York, I imagine people
yeah.
are filming stuff on subways all the time.
It was a lot easier than even I thought it would be. It just took, yeah, right into the end of a line, and we got enough time to do it, like, in a couple rounds.
Mm-hmm. I feel like New York people, if they, like, see some, like, weird shit going on one side of the subway car, it's just like, all right, I'll just go to the other side. It's fine.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm sure that everyone's seen a lot weirder than someone filming a music video on the subway. Now, you just released another video for Chasing that you did not direct.
No.
It's more of a story video, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. There's definitely more narrative to that one. Mm-hmm.
But it looks like you had fun doing that one as well.
Oh, definitely, yeah. I mean, our friends David Combs and Ben Epstein, who are also in Max Levine Ensemble, came up to New York and helped us shoot that, and they directed and produced it. And they've made some amazing videos, and I feel like I was really excited to make something that, yeah, had a bit more of a story to it, but then also was just a lot of fun. And we were kind of goofing around and dressing up and dancing a lot. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it wasn't our usual aesthetic, but, you know, we were able to make that happen because they're amazingly talented video makers.
Cool. Well, people can check out both of those videos. They're both up on your website, which is the Tumblr page, right? Mm-hmm. Is that the best place to find stuff like that?
Yeah.
Sure. Warriors.tumblr.
It's Warriors Music.
I'm sorry. Tumblr. I didn't write it down.
No, it's fine.
So warriorsmusic.tumblr.com.
Yep.
All right. We're going to hear one more song live here from Warriors.
Yeah, this is Glutton for Distance.
Warriors live on Why Not Radio. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
covers for weeks. Insulation and hardwood. Yeah, we're playing for keeps. I'll find a place we can stay here, and the songs will pay our bills. Do you think you'll miss sleeping alone? The romance of the rope, then say home. I was a glutton for distance. This was the hardest part. Get used to the grid and you learn to look left. In time to get price and a hair. Just wait for it, I'll get the car. If you just wait as I don't make it this far. You made it this far. I was a glutton for distance. You gave me roots through the hardest times. I'll make a list of all the places you ever wanted to see. Through sickness and boredom, we're on the championship team. I won't stop committing to too much if you steal all the shows. I'm so sick of just hearing stories. I always want to be there making our own. I was a glutton for distance. This was the hardest part. Get used to the grid and you learn to look left. In time to get price and a hair. Just wait for it, I'll get the car. If you just wait as I don't make it this far. You made it this far. I was a glutton for distance. You gave me roots through the hardest times. Get used to the grid and you learn to look left. In time to get priced out of here. Just wait for it, I'll get the car. If you just wait outside, you'll make it this far. You made it this far. I was a glutton for distance. You gave me roots through the hardest times.
Hi, this is Mike.
Audrey.
Lauren.
Lou.
We're Warriors and you're listening to Why Not Radio.
Well, that pretty much does it for this edition of Why Not Radio here on KX93.5. I hope you enjoyed our session with Warriors. Coming soon, we'll have another session with the band Potty Mouth. That one's going to be a little more plugged in. I'm Josh T. Landau. You know, I realized last week I didn't give you any contact information. If there's anything that you'd like to hear on the show or just give me feedback on the show, you can reach me by email at josh@whynotradio.net. That's YNOTRADIO.NET. Or you can tweet at me at Josh T. Landau, JOSHTLANDOW. I'm going to leave you for tonight with new music from another one of my favorite bands, Electric Six, who you probably best know going back to their first album, Fire, songs like Gay Bar and Danger High Voltage, but they've released an album pretty much every year since then for the last 10 years. Their latest one just came out called Bitch Don't Let Me Die, and from it, this is Kids Are Evil, Electric Six, here at Why Not Radio on KX93.5.
To us in a language I don't understand. each other to get their feel. And when they're done doing what they're gonna do to me and you, they're gonna turn on each other at the calamity wheel. And it's sorry, and there's more of them than us. I guess it's war. The kids are evil, they're taking over the bus. And we'll shut the front and back door. And it's gonna take a lot more than a talking to. You're wasting your time if you think you're getting through. There's nothing more here anyone can do. So just give them what they want and let them dig a hole to fall into. It's the life that she chose, and so it goes, so it goes. There's not enough tape here to tape the mouth shut. So take us back to the days when we could spank the little bus.